I didn't grow up in New Orleans, but after being married a few years now to someone who did, some of the family stories are starting to feel a bit like my own. This especially applies to those shared by my wife's grandfather, my grandfather-in-law. He grew up in Mid-City, and in the 1940s, when he met his future wife, she happened to live across the Mississippi River in Algiers Point. He describes ferry rides from Canal Street to the point, and once there, the strolls they'd take around the neighborhood, with frequent visits to what he called family bars. Family bars? These, he explained, were neighborhood watering holes, taverns, where the family owners lived on premises and were always on premises. What's more, they were always looking out for a neighborhood girl seen with someone from outside the neighborhood. When he stopped in for a beer, he'd be given a plate of food from whatever was cooking in back and presented with a whole lot of questions about background and intent. This tale of his youth stuck with me, and it's refreshed each time I visit Algiers Point, which has changed a great deal in the intervening generations, but still does keep that tight-knit feel I envisioned from his story. That feeling has been especially resonant on visits to Algiers Point during the past year. That's because the ferry service here has been on the ropes. Budget cuts and the elimination of the bridge tolls that once funded the ferry led to a severely curtailed schedule. When the last ferry left in the early evening, it truly felt like the last ship had sailed and the neighborhood was on its own. In the restaurants and bars, it sometimes felt a little more cozy, like a lock-in almost, but it was definitely not good for business. Well, the good news is the ferry schedule has been partially extended again, beginning this week, and that comes with a marketing campaign by the ferry operators to get more people to ride it and support its future with fares. On Wednesdays this summer is a free after-work concert series on the levee in Algiers Point called Wednesdays on the Point. That should get more people on the ferry. But I've always had a soft spot for the small circuit of restaurants and bars here anyway, starting with the Dry Dock Cafe and Algiers' answer to the waterfront restaurant. And right next door, Vine and Dine, a laid-back wine bar, wine shop, and restaurant that's hidden behind a barbershop. There's the Crown and Anchor, an English-style pub built into an old shotgun house, and the Old Point Bar and Louis' Corner Bar. The cafe, Tout de Suite, is an essential stop for a breakfast visit, and Algiers Point has also recently marked the return of Peter Vasquez, a well-known local chef who now sells prepared dishes for home from his Appetite Repair Shop. You can drive to these places anytime, but that's not like being transported over by the ferry. That's a journey full of New Orleans history, and as I'm beginning to appreciate the more I sink into New Orleans family life, one with some personal history too. Learn more at wwno.org.